Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Saturday morning. Listen, it is Salt Pork Saturday, baby. Yes, it is. I've been here. It is Salt Pork Saturday. You heard me. Let me tell you what these people did. They chopped up the salt pork. They were supposed to fry it in the fry pan, right? They took the salt pork, chopped it up, and put it in my gum and rum. Now, you know, I'm just a little bit salty right now. I'm a little bit salty, people. Listen, it is Saturday, broadcasting live from the window. Sit there, baby. It is sunny out, about 84 degrees. Honey, it is September 17th, 2022, 4 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 5 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks. Oh, honey, you know I got to push it up to the ATL. Got to give a shout-out to all my big poppers around the ATL. Can't drop no names. Don't want no dust flying over me. Listen, this show is being brought to you by GumbaRum.com. G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. We do have two different flavors. One is natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold. And natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. Listen. Special musical flute for independent artist Jonas Brown and artist Pan U Paul. Listen, you know who's listening to your music, people. Check this out. Come on, engineer. Talk to me. Say what? Say what? Hey, your music is being heard by people all over the world, baby. Listen, independent artist Jonas Brown, musical salute for Jonas Brown. Got some hot stuff by Jonas Brown and independent artist, yes, indeed, Pan U Paul, P-A-N-P-A-W. Listen, let me tell you something. Y'all check this out. He is bad. The man is bad. Got some stuff. I'm going to throw it down. Honey, it's all dirty on today. It is dirty. Throw it down dirty on today. The name of the song is Leave, L-E-A-V-E. Listen, y'all set up my drinks. You know what? Every single time I get to working up in here, I got to tell folks how to make my drinks. Listen, why do you pay folks if you got to tell them how to do their job? Now, listen, if you went to bartender school, you're supposed to understand and know how to mix drinks. At least that's what I thought. You know what I mean? So, listen, these people don't even know how to make a screwdriver. Anybody know how to make a screwdriver. Anybody can make a pina colada. But listen, I ain't even drinking all of that up in here. I'm just drinking gumbo rum. All they got to do is just pour the gumbo rum in the glass with some ice cubes. How hard is that? Stir it, my drink. Stir my drink, Brian. Just stir it up and just bring it on to me. Here, up in here. Listen. All right, now, name of this song is Leave, L-E-A-V-E. Y'all check it out.
I gotta go. Trust me. Yeah, I'm coming back. Don't worry about that. Listen. Stop. I'm coming back. What you mean? I'll be back. I always come back. What am I saying?
Just like magic, more or less I can't keep my hands off you. Living the good life, flying private jets to places you never seen, just to relax and unwind, being together. It's like paradise, watching the ocean clash. Don't run too far, I got plans for you. Be my bad girl overnight, making love under the moonlight. My beautiful starlight, my ray of sunshine. It's been great for the little time we know each other. No drama, always trying to uplift yourself. From the grimy streets of Queens, on the park bench when we first met, introduced myself, being a gentleman, but she knew I was a player. My ladies are dimes, showcase my crown. Not ready to settle down, I'll be away for a few weeks on a business trip. Even though we're friends, I'd like to see you again.
And they put it in my gum rum. But listen, I love this artist, independent artist, Pan Yu Paul, and the name of the song is Leave. It is done to perfection. It's done to perfection. Listen, I played it on yesterday, and I was given some examples of how they work so well together, Pan Yu Paul and the young ladies that singing. So listen, yesterday I played Sleep with Janet Jackson and J. Cole, the way they got that vibe, the whole vibe thing. You got to have that. And then I did Jill Scott and Anthony Hamilton, the whole vibe. So listen, there is a host of different singers, male and female, that has the vibe going on, and it works very well together. And of course, it's about Millionaire Music, baby. It's about Millionaire Music. That's what we're talking about up in here. So listen, I got another example. You know who I'm going to throw down with. Patti LaBelle, baby. Listen, y'all, check just a little bit. Then I got some more music that's coming up. Y'all check this out. On My Own. I'm talking about the vibe. I'm talking about the female and the male. Y'all check it out. Check it out. On My Own. Come on, Patti.
What you say, Patti? Said I love went on.
yes, yes. Listen, baby, it is about millionaire music up in here. You know what I'm saying? It's the independent artist, Pan U Paul. Listen, it is about becoming an icon. Listen, Patti LaBelle, Michael McDonald. Now, listen, did you hear the strength? Now, of course, we're talking about Patti. We're talking about the queen. We're talking about the queen, Patti LaBelle and Michael McDonald. But listen, they teamed up. Who would ever thought Michael McDonald would be singing with Patti? But back in the day, everybody was like, yeah, what? Michael McDonald and Patti LaBelle got a song out. So listen, back in the day, that's what everybody was saying. But listen, let me tell you something. They complimented one another, of course, very, very well. And you know what? Icon, 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 icon. It's about becoming millionaire music. That is what it's about. Listen, I told you I'm going to keep on saying this until y'all just get tired of me saying, ain't no, the day of the starving artist is over, honey. I don't want to see no starving artists. You know, but understand me, you know, we got to have a job, our day job while we're doing what we do. But listen, you ain't got to be starving for a piece of bread. No, baby. I told somebody yesterday, I said, you know what, I am allergic to being broke. I'm allergic to being broke. So listen, independent artists, the day of starving artists, the bones is in my backyard. I buried the bones in my backyard. You know what I'm saying? I digged it up. I put the bones in the backyard and covered it up. So listen, they're gone. They're not coming back. So listen, that's over with. So we're doing millionaire music. And listen, let me tell you something. You probably say, well, I ain't going to make no $1 million off of no music. Listen, it's about multiple streams of income. It's about becoming an icon. Did you just not hear Patti LaBelle and Michael McDonald? And they are what? Of course, they're icons, baby. But listen, this is what I want you guys to get. And I'm saying this to independent artist Pan U Paul, and I got some more music that's coming up from independent artist Jonas Brown. Listen, it is about the millionaire music, multiple streams of income. Now listen, think about it, people. Think about it. When different individuals start out singing, what happens? The avenues you start singing. Now think about Patti LaBelle. Now, she has a great, great cookbook. She does a lot. You guys know this. She's a phenomenal, phenomenal cook. She's a diabetic. She's been a diabetic for, I don't know, 20, 25 years, something like that. But listen, she is the face of cooking. We know her as a great cook. She has a cookbook, and she does so many different other things. So listen, when you're an artist, it opens the door for a lot of different things, right? When you start singing, so you got to be prepared. Don't just get into it to just say, well, I'm going to make a song. I'm going to make one song. Don't do that. Set yourself up to be an influencer. It's about becoming an influencer and influence marketing, right? So let me tell you something. Then I'm going to play this other song, Where Did You Go, by independent artist Jonas. But I'm going to tell you something. I've been doing this since 2007 for a long time, doing music, doing radio, yada, 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 yada. And listen, people say, she's crazy. She's done so many different things. Let me tell you what happens. You start doing one thing very, very well because you're talented and you're gifted at it, right? So if you're talented and gifted at making your song and you do what you do, you know what happens? People are going to start approaching you. So I am telling you the God heaven truth. People will start approaching you to become this and do that with their brand. It's about branding. You want to brand what you're doing. Brand your brand. It's more than just making a song. It is a brand. It is business. Business. You got to think about it that way. Your music is your product. You got to do it right. You got to do it well. I had somebody the other day, and I'm like, my God, what kind of song is this? What kind of brand? So listen, people will reach out to you when you're doing what you do very well. People will start reaching out to you, and they're going to want you to put your stamp of approval on what they're doing to help them out and to get more sales of what they do. Okay, so listen, I got some more music, and I ain't got time to go through all the people and the tons of emails I get from folks all over the world. But listen, that is what happens, and that opens the door to multiple streams of income. That is what happens. That's what happens. That's what happens. So this is independent artist Jonas Brown. This is Where Did You Go? Y'all check him out. Check it out. Check it out. Check.
Playing hopscotch on the block as a kid. I was on the dope, but the money came quick. I don't wanna see you back in the Benz. I don't wanna see you back, my friends. I don't wanna see you again. I don't wanna see you again. It gotta be a part of the plan. Isn't where I wanted to stand. You're making it hard. You're making it far. You're going real long. I'm dropping the ball. Drinking my room on the wall on guitar. This how I fall. Send my regards. Play my shit when I'm gone like a god. You are my mob. Part of the squad. I love for my mom. Didn't mean you no harm. Isn't your fault. Been following me since the path that I crossed. Just wanted you to know that.
You've been on my mind, you've been on my mind. Where did you go? You've been on my mind, you've been on my mind. Where did you go?
Yeah.
Where did you go?
I'm throwing the dice, dripping at night. Life on the side, the music my life. Put them aside while I'm hitting these vibes. Man on a mission to shadow at night. But soon I will die, patience is time. Keep saying that, I'm done with the lies. Homie, no lie, this is my peak, I'ma rise. 23 stars in my sky, fuck the disguise. I'm here to win by the mile. Photos be faking a smile, yeah, yeah. Won't see me for a while. Bitch, I went up on my style, yeah, yeah. Bitch, better put it on file. This my conviction to try, yeah, yeah. I'm always full of denial. Explains why I pick up and dial. Cause
you've been on my mind, you've been on my mind. Where did you go? You've been on my mind, you've been on my mind. Where did you go?
Yeah,
yeah. Where did you go? Where do you go? Wanna see you by my side. Bluffing those eyes, I'm a beast with no vibes. When I decide, I'ma take you to the line. Show you the path we gon' walk, I'm the guide. Just let it ride alone, it won't take too long, and you know that. My mind is taking off, really hitting strong, I give you that. Yeah, yeah.
All right, that is Where Did You Go? Independent artist Jonas Brown. The song was real dope, real fly, mixed very well, great engineering. Let me tell you something. This artist is from Port Elgin, Ontario. Music is, he says, music is the way of building character. And I like that. Music is his way of building character and showing his life through music. And music is his representation of who he is as an artist. And, one thing I want to say, he says music is his way of building character. And you know something, character will take you a mighty long way. So listen, Jonas has the right idea. That's one thing that's missing, you know, whether you're in music, acting, whatever, you know, whatever field. That's one thing that is hugely missing is character. People with great character, great morals. And you just wonder, well, what is going on? It seems to be a shift in the world. There's a shift where people is going far to the far left. You know, I said the other day that there's a separation going on, and I'm picking this up from Jonas Brown because he said music, he uses music to build character. And I said this the other day, I'm going to say it again today. There seems to be a separation going on between the sheep and the goat. So you got to pick what side you're going to be on. Are you going to be on the side where there's character, you know, with the sheep? Or are you going to stand around on the left with the goats? You don't want to be with the goats. Listen, Billy Goat's got the hardest head in the world. I don't care what you do to a Billy Goat. You can tap him to go this way, tap him to go this way. And guess what? He's going to keep going the other way. So listen, listen, listen. So learn a lesson from Jonas Brown up in here. He's talking about building character. And that's something, you know, and my grandmother used to always say when I was a kid, she used to get on my nerves with this. And I'm pretty much out of time. I got to get on up out of here. But listen, my grandmother would drive me batty crazy nuts because I was the only girl that would be down there with her, and my two brothers would be having a great time. They just out there playing and doing whatever, and my grandmother's got me sitting on the sofa with her. I'm like, I don't want to sit here, and she's just giving me these speeches. She always gave me these speeches. And listen, I'm about 11 or 12. No kid want to hear that. I'm about 11 years old. My grandmother's telling me all about character, learning how to make biscuits in the kitchen, learning how to. So I'm like, are you kidding? I want to go outside and play with these boys. I want to go play with the boys. And so she was always like, you ain't going to play nowhere. You're going to sit right here, and I'm going to tell you all about character. That's all I can hear in my head. My grandmother's been gone for years. And all I can still hear in my head is my grandmother's voice talking about, you got to have character. You got to have character. You got to have character. And so listen. After all that time, my grandmother telling me about character and personality. She's always telling me about personality and character. So listen, let me tell you something. Let me tell you, my grandmother's words echo in my head and in my soul all the time. So then, I'm going to tell you, fast forward real fast. Now listen, and all this is because Jones Brown's talking about character. When I became an adult and I worked different places, mortgage companies, and people would tell me, this is the God heaven truth. I could not make this up. I cannot make this up. My bosses would tell me, oh, my God, you're such a first-class act. That's what they would say. I would go to work, you know, dressed like a lady, with my dress, my 2 or 3-inch heels on, and blah, 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 blah. And they would say, oh, my God, you're such a first-class act. It's because my grandmother always talked about character. And I'm telling you, when I was working at DePaul University, I would keep my shoes because I couldn't walk around in those heels. I had a shoe factory up under my desk. I would, of course, wear my flats to work, and then I'd crawl up under my desk and decide what pair. And this is quite damn true. I had a shoe factory up under that desk, and my boss, Dr. Jeffrey Hurt, he would say, you know what, you are the best we ever had around here. In the finance department, they had a whole bunch of department secretaries come through there, and then when I came through, they told me, you are the best that we ever had. I'm not making this up. Not making it up. And I'm like, my grandmother's words, character. And sometimes I would be so freaking mad for staying at work so late, trying to help them write their books and do this and this. And I'm like, this is, oh, my God. But guess what? They gave me so much. They gave me so much because they would take me out to the best places. They treated me so well. And guess what? I appreciate it. I appreciate it every single day. I appreciate it every single day. So listen, Jonas, you keep on working on your character, honey, and it's going to take you to the limits. It's going to take you far. Character will take you places that, you know, not having it, you can't get. You know, character will take you somewhere that you can't get without it. So, Jonas, remember this. Remember it. Keep building your character. I'm telling you, it's going to open the door for you. It will open many, many doors for you. I am telling you the God heaven truth. And I'm taking the time to tell you this because it is true. Listen. When I was at Hilton Hotel, worked as a catering secretary, and so many different celebrities would come through there, and it got to be common. It was just a common thing to see these people and sit down and talk with them. And one time I was in the meeting room in the Hilton Hotel with my bosses, and they says, oh, my God, you know, how do you sit there so calm? It was not a calm situation that I was going through. It was very, very stressful and very challenging. And my boss says, how in God's name did you sit there so calm and just say what you said? And she says, you know what? There is something greater for you. And I'm telling you. She said those words to me, and I never will forget. So listen, Jonas, keep building your character. It's going to take you places that you would never imagine that you'd be. And I got to get on up out of here. In the special words of Don Cornese, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and